Okay, my friends. Oh, boy. So today we are reading a story called
Sun and Moon Together.
Sun and Moon Together. It was written by Ethan Long. And it's read today by Mommy. And what's your name? What do we call you? Paul. No? Axolotl? Dinosaur. What is roaring? Friends, he's making noises. A baby T-Rex? What? Oh, hold on. What is it? It's a baby Triceratops. I've always wanted one, and now I have one. Yay! Well, let me tell you, little Triceratops, about the sun and the moon and how our world works. Are you ready? Let's do it. So this is a very big book, and there's a lot of stuff that's in it, and we're going to read right through it. Hold on to your britches. Here we go. Welcome to another wonderful morning in Happy Country. The sun has risen, and the sun is shining down on the bustling landscape. There's the sun, and she is smiling, and underneath her are so many things. And they all have their words written on them. So if you are learning words that go with things, this is your book, friends. Okay, so the sun, there she is. She sees Lucy Living Good sprucing up the landscape, the County Mounties helping at a crosswalk, and Hannah the Handy Woman repairing an old roof. And it does look like we can see those things happening there. Oh, look at the little Mounties. Mounties in this case, I think, are kind of like scouts, like Cub Scouts would be. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. They're helping. I think Mounties is a Canadian term. Okay. Now, can you find two friendly dogs, a delicious breakfast? How about a needle on a haystack while the sun sees them all? Well, I noticed when I was looking at the pictures, I noticed the needle in the haystack. Doink! It's literally a haystack with a needle sticking out at the top of it.
A yummy breakfast.
Yeah. And some friendly dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. We saw them. Okay. So, Grammy Tammy is from Miami. Daddy and Mommy are out playing Rummy. Rummy is a card game. The laundry is grimy and slimy and smells like salami. It's fumy and crummy and clammy. The grimy, slimy, fumy, crummy, clammy laundry upsets Grammy Tammy's tummy.
Jimmy, your laundry is grimy and slimy and smells like salami. It's fumy and crummy and clammy.
But Grammy Tammy, it's Sammy's.
And who in the picture we can see? Grammy Tammy. She's babysitting, right? And she starts to go through that laundry pile and ooh, it's disgusting. And so she says to the little boy, hey, it was gross. And he points his finger, or his little boy, Jimmy, and he points his finger to his brother, Sammy. And Sammy is a baby in a high chair. And that explains it, because babies can make some pretty smelly stuff.
And the baby, and, and Sammy says, Grammy.
Yeah, he's happy about Grandma. That's funny. Okay, Grammy Tammy's no dummy. She leaves the grimy, slimy, fumy, crummy, clammy laundry for Mommy and Daddy. Aw. Okay, so back to the sun. She is over the land. She is looking down on the world. The sun is an essential part of this process that I'm going to teach you about just now. And it makes her happy to see the Earth's water cycle around and around. And you should be happy too, because the water cycle is important. It is how the Earth recycles itself through the water cycle. And here's how it works. Number one, evaporation happens when the sun heats up water in oceans and rivers and lakes and turns it into water vapor. And the vapor rises into the air, and then condensation occurs when the water vapor cools and forms clouds where it changes back into liquid. Then
down to the ground.
That's precipitation. Precipitation happens when the water has condensed so much that the air cannot hold it anymore. It's too heavy. And the clouds get heavy and the water falls back down to Earth in the form of rain or snow or sleet or even hail. Now, the collection of that occurs when the water flows back into oceans or rivers or lakes, and it can also remain on land where it soaks into the earth, and then plants and animals will drink it, and then the water cycle starts all over again. And if you're looking for a great way to have that memorized, Hopscotch Songs has a great song about the water cycle, and it'll get stuck in your head. Go check it out. Okay, the other thing that happens from the sun, oh, she's so helpful, is photosynthesis. Now, this is how plants eat and breathe. They absorb sunlight and carbon dioxide gas and water and minerals and turn it all into oxygen, which we breathe, and sugars, which the plant uses to grow. And without photosynthesis, we could not live for very long, and the sun knows this, so she keeps shining brightly. Oh, thank you, sun. We appreciate you. Now, evening falls. As the sun says goodbye for now, the moon pops into view. He has been waiting all day for a fantastic evening of fun. He sees the Walkers roasting marshmallows, and Mr. and Mrs. Wilson are going on a date to the movies, and Billy from the Three Guys Pies is delivering a pizza. It looks like it's going to be an action-packed night. There's a planetarium where the planets are. There is a campground where they're camping out. They even have a tent to watch out for the snake. Looks like it's just a really fun night. So let's talk about the moon. No matter which face or phase he's making, he always adds some personality to the night sky. So here are the phases of the moon. There's the first quarter, the waxing crescent. So the first quarter is when you cut the moon in half, and one half of it's black and the other half of it's white, okay? But the part that is the black side is the dark side of the moon. It's on the left side, okay? Now, the waxing crescent is when that...
So if you have an all black moon, is the moon saying, take my hand to the dark side?
Yes, that would be a Sith moon, or a new moon in this case. We'd call that a new moon. But so we go first quarter, that means that the white side of the moon is on the right side. And the waxing crescent is the when you see a sort of like a Cheshire cat smile. Looks like a crescent moon, and it's on the right side, okay? Then comes the new moon, which is all black, or a Sith moon. It's full of the dark side of the force. Now, when it's all black, it basically means that we're kind of in the way, right? And the sun can't get to it. See, the moon likes to make silly faces, and depending on his faces, which reflect how the sun's light is hitting him, he can do that. Now, the waning crescent is when you see that skinny little crescent, the Cheshire cat smile, but it's on the left side.
But it's super small.
Mm-hmm. Then the third quarter moon is when the moon is chopped in half, and the white side is on the left and the black side is on the right. Then we call the waning gibbous, which is when you have a tiny little sliver of black, kind of that crescent moon, like the waning crescent on the right-hand side. A full moon is all white. And then above that would be the waxing gibbous. And that is when you've got just a little sliver of the black part of the moon, but it's mostly white. Interesting stuff. Okay, what else does the sun and the moon do? Let's find out. So, rising and falling water levels are called tides. And tides are due to the gravitational pull of the sun and the moon, as well as the rotation of the earth. Now, in the picture, we can see right now the tide is low and there's a lot of beach. But when the tide is high, the beach gets covered up by the water. So make sure you don't get stuck underwater. Okay? Now.
An elephant did, but he had his trunk. Yeah. And he was sticking his trunk out and actually slipping.
Yeah, he was fine. Amazing. All right, so what happens at night? In this case, they're making a movie, so this is a moon movie that we're going to read about. Okay, I see we have a crew of camera people, and he says,
we're making a movie about the moon.
And action! And so there he is, smiling politely.
What? Cut! Why is the moon just sitting there?
That's pretty much what the moon does. It moves around the earth once every 27 days, and so it's kind of slow.
I don't want slow, I want action. Cow, jumping over the moon, take one. And action.
Oh, that's really funny. So the moon definitely moves slow, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Once every 27 days, it moves around the earth. It takes a long time to do that. So we will see it in all kinds of ways. Now, the next thing we're going to learn about, my friends, are what else is up there besides the sun and the moon?
The planets.
The planets. So let's talk about what the planets are. The sun is at the center of our solar system, and there are eight planets. Each planet has their own climate and characteristics. And the further away from the sun... Oh. Okay, so... The sun is at the center of our solar system, which has eight planets. And each planet has its own climate and characteristics. Now, the further away from the sun, the colder the planets are. Earth is the only planet where humans can live, although many people dream of living on Mars. But we saw how that worked out for Matt Damon, so that's a joke. That's just for the parents to laugh at. Okay, anyways.
We saw what happened about what?
Never mind. In the past, Pluto was considered a planet, but scientists believe it is a dwarf planet now. So what are the names of the planets? Can you do it?
Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto. And Pluto says, my Uranus,
yeah. Yeah, poor Pluto. There's a great hopscotch song about the planets, which is super catchy and will get stuck in your head, FYI. Okay, it's time to take a breather, Moon. You've been out all night. Sun will take it from here. She's up bright and early and just in time, too. The morning sunrise is also called dawn. Now, the balloons look beautiful against the glowing sky. How many designs can you find? Do you know, in the morning, it's the best time to go hot air ballooning. They like to do it bright and early in the morning because the air is super cold and the hot air can be kept very well in the early morning.
I like the cat one.
There's a cat one. I like that one. Oh, look. I thought you'd like this one because it's an ice cream one and you like ice cream. I can see one that I think might be my personal favorite.
Which one?
Ba-bam. It's green, but it has kind of a purpley heart in it.
And then that's our favorite colors, yours and mine.
There's a lot of good colors here. All right. Now, the Bright Brothers. It's a wonderful morning for a flight across the water. Wilbur and Orzo Bright are excited to catch the wind.
Where are we headed today, Orzo?
I can't tell. The sun is blinding me.
Oh, dear. So, yeah, Wilbur and Orzo are in their hot air balloon. And if you can't see where you're going in a hot air balloon, you can have some serious problems. They went out over the ocean and then plop right into the ocean on account of running into a boat. So
no.
Don't.
Oh, no.
Yeah, don't run into boats. So down, 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 down go Wilbur and Orzo. Mm-hmm. It is dark at the bottom of the ocean, and it's hard to fix a hot air balloon with sand and seaweed. But who do they see down there?
A little fishy.
What kind of fishy?
Pufferfishy.
A puffer fishy. And this gives them an idea. So, what have they done?
They've used the puffer fish as a hot air balloon.
Yep. I hope he has enough in the tank to get us home. So, off they go, leaving the beach. Now, at the beach, when the weather is nice, everyone likes to head to the beach. The sun makes it fun, but she's also very bright, so don't forget your sunscreen. And if you were here, what would you be doing? We can see there's all kinds of activities. There is sailboats and surfboards, jet skis and swimming and snorkeling. Or you could lay on the beach with your sunglasses and your sunscreen. Or have a picnic, or play beach games, or build a sandcastle. But when it's time to go home, make sure you gather all your things. If you're lucky, you can find someone to carry it for you. While the sun is out, let's see what she's got. Oh, this is amazing. Listen, okay. Sunny's sunflowers. Sunny Snakerton wants to grow sunflowers. He's a snake, by the way. He sows the seeds. He soaks the soil with super seed spray. In seconds, the seeds sprout. Spectacular. Staggering. Holy smokes. What will Sunny do with so many sunflowers? Sunflowers do grow up very tall, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Sunflower seeds for sale. What a super idea, Sunny. You are such a savvy salesman. Now, this is important stuff right here. Solar power. In Happy Country, lots of folks are experimenting with solar power. Solar power is electricity that is made from the sun's light. Folks are using solar panels to power their cars and their homes and their businesses. What if everything ran on solar power? It could be very good for the environment. Mm-hmm. Because that big old sun up there is just going to get hotter and hotter. Go team, go! It's a beautiful night to meet up with the moon and watch football. That's American football, that is. It looks like the stars are going to win the game. Touchdown! Oh my goodness, look closely at the stars in the sky. They make, what do they do? What do the stars in the sky do? They make shapes, right? They make constellations.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Okay. Now it's time for another story. Moon Shadows. Emma and her mom have wanted to camp out in the backyard for a long time, and they're finally doing it, and they're calling it Girls' Night. Emma makes a moon shadow, and it's a bunny rabbit. Mom makes a cactus, and they team up to make other shadows. What's this? What are they doing?
A gnome.
And what's this? Looks like a reindeer. And what about this one? Oh dear. Looks like there's a big scary monster trying to get them, right?
A tree.
Oh, Emma and Mom were having fun, but not anymore. What in the world is that? It's just Ian and Dad trying to be funny. So the brother and the dad have made it the shadow of their own to try to scare the mom and the sister. Oh my goodness. Now, is that kind? Trying to scare someone? I don't think so. But Emma and Mom have the last laugh because they locked the door. And now the boys are outside. And nighttime noises can sound scary, but if you say them out loud, it makes them sound funny. Can you go ahead and try it with me? Okay. Crackle, crackle. Thump.
Bzzz. Click, click, click. Screech.
Wait, where's the bzzz?
Screech.
No, where's the... Oh,
croak. Croak. Snakes! Oh my goodness. So, the neighborhood is full of noises. But look, there's a couple that are in their car and they're driving away. Where could the Samsons be going at this late hour? That's right. Tonight's the Night Owls concert. And they've already started playing their opening song. What an exciting night this is going to be. The Bright Brothers are here and Sunny Snakerson has a super spot, and of course the Moon has front row seats. So tomorrow is a new day. If you get up early enough, you can catch the sun rising and shining down on Happy Country, just as she always does. See you soon. And that is the end of that story. Wow. It was a great story, wasn't it? And that, my friends, is the end.